Some investors are telling younger people go and buy on the dip. The question is, will they listen? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 20th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, there seems to be an emerging trend, and it's showing up in specific retail markets. Inflation may be hitting lower-income families harder. How do we know? We'll tell you. A wild court order might just lead to companies better able to deceive customers. The downgrading of Target was due to what? Missteps? Housing costs increase yet again. We've got the Wall Street Report and a real head shaker coming out of yet another Wells Fargo scandal. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're along for the ride yet again today. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us there at IOB_NewsHour. You know, some folks in the know are suggesting to younger investors they may want to buy on the dip. Market Watch is reporting that younger people have 25, maybe 30 years before retirement, and if they have the ability, now is a pretty good time to get into the markets by taking advantage of some stock deals. Paula Paint, the host of the podcast Afford Anything, said, quote, "A dip is your best friend, so buy the dip. Take advantage of the fact that prices are low right now and don't try to time the market." Others say that when stocks are down by 5 or 10 or even 15%, that may not be the best deal. But then there is the wisdom of Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, who said recently that his strategy has been to buy when the stock is down, and if it goes down further, buy more. And then he added that every time he tried to time the market, he lost millions. So there you go. There seems to be a consumer trend happening when it comes to retail. This past week, we've seen Target and Walmart offer up some disappointing forward guidance, and the result was a shock to the markets. Well, now comes Tractor Supply. Yeah. What? Farm stuff? The Motley Fool is reporting that the rural lifestyle retailer shed 11% through trading on Thursday compared to a 3% slump in the S&P 500. So that's pretty good. Massive fallout, that is. So what's going on? Well, shoppers appear to be shifting demand away from many niches that had been popular in earlier phases of the pandemic, like outdoor furnishings, hunting, fishing, camping, you know, that outdoor kind of stuff. Consumers are becoming more price conscious, too, as inflation jumps. Now, that shift could hurt Tractor Supply's business, which has benefited from unusually high demand for its rural lifestyle products. The main fear is that the company will follow its larger peers in reducing its 2022 earnings outlook at its next operating update. Now, to be sure, Tractor Supply report was in March, a little early for their prime selling season. If we see a major dip in this quarter's sales, that might indicate a true shift. Stay tuned. Staying with retail for just a bit, you know, it doesn't take an expert to realize that inflation will take a bigger bite of the spending power of lower income families. Now we're seeing some real impact. MarketWatch is reporting that Ross stores, lower-income customers pulling back on their purchases from the off-price retailer, driving a first-quarter profit and sales miss, and sending the stock down by more than 21% on Friday. And it's not just Ross. Burlington Stores was down 11.9% in Friday trading. Burlington is scheduled, by the way, to report first-quarter earnings on May 26. All of this in the face of what had been some record sales last year, thanks to stimulus payments and sales deals. But now all of that is gone, and even off-price stores seem to be feeling the pinch. Well, here's a story you need to hear. A recent court ruling may pave the way for corporations to more easily deceive consumers and investors. Vox is reporting that on Wednesday, Jarski versus SEC seeks to dismantle much of the system the federal government uses to enforce long-standing laws and to determine who is eligible for federal benefits. And it does so in defiance of numerous Supreme Court decisions that should bind lower courts. Now, what's this all about? The Jarski decision claims that the system the Securities and Exchange Commission uses to enforce federal laws protecting investors from fraud is unconstitutional for at least three different reasons, and that it has been unconstitutional for years, and that somehow no one has noticed this fact until two particularly partisan judges, taking liberty with existing law, discovered these defects in the Jarski case. Now get this. The holding of Jarski is broad. It could destroy the federal government's power to enforce key laws preventing companies from deceiving investors, and it's likely it goes much further than that. Among other things, the decision could blow up the process that the Social Security Administration uses to determine who is entitled to benefits, although someone could have to file a new lawsuit before that could happen. Now, the two judges who decided in the majority are Jennifer Walker Elrod and Andy Oldham, and they're both known for interpreting the law in, shall we say, creative and unexpected ways to achieve results that align with the Republican Party's policy preferences. Elrod is probably best known for her role in a failed effort to shut down the Affordable Care Act. Oldham was recently in the news for his vote to strip companies like Twitter and YouTube of their First Amendment rights and potentially endanger the entire social media industry in the process. Now, the specific dispute in Jarski involves a hedge fund manager accused of deceiving investors in order to raise about $24 million in assets. According to the government, George Jarski and his fund, quote, lied about who audited the funds, who was their prime broker, what the funds were invested in, and how much the funds were worth, end quote. Yeah, there is more to come. But if that decision holds, hold on. The recent reports coming out of Target regarding their sales and the stock being downgraded is, says MarketWatch, due to some major missteps. Analysts said the company failed to execute properly when faced with some changing dynamics and had too many, quote, bulky, end quote, items in the chain, and they had to be marked down to sell. And then when demand for items didn't materialize, that created even more markdown pressure, leading to, again, lower sales. In addition to the inventory problems, Target also said it's facing much higher freight costs than first expected, with the total now expected to reach $1 billion for the year. In addition, and of concern for many in retail, consumers are both trading down and moving their spending to experiences like travel and away from goods. So, they say. The median price for an existing home soared once again in April to $391,200, up 14.8% from a year ago, all of that according to CNBC. Existing home sales fell by 2.4% from the month prior, the weakest rate since June of 2020. The record-breaking cost for homes and all-time lows in sales since the pandemic started are in part due to rising mortgage rates and an ongoing shortage of inventory for sale, according to the experts. Well, stocks ended the day mixed, with the Dow up by only 8 points to close the day and the week at 31,261, while the NASDAQ fell by 33 points Friday to close out the week at 11,354, and the S&P 500 rose fractionally, and we do mean fractionally, to end the week at 3901. The S&P 500, while gaining a bit on Friday, saw its worst losing streak since 2001 and marked the seventh straight week of decline. The Dow also closed down about 3% for the week, and the NASDAQ was also off and has been that way for several weeks, and now has fallen by 29% so far this year. Yes, the NASDAQ is officially in bear territory. And finally, there is this, and this is a head shaker. Wells Fargo conducted fake interviews with candidates of color to make its diversity efforts look more impressive on paper. Current and former bank employees have told that to the New York Times. Former wealth management executive Joe Bruno said a so-called diverse candidate would often be brought in for an interview for a job that had already been pledged to another person. Bruno said he was fired last year after complaining about the practice. Wells Fargo, meanwhile, says he was dismissed for retaliating against another employee. However, there is this. Six other current or former Wells Fargo employees told the Times they had conducted similar interviews. Five others said that they were aware of the practice. A Wells Fargo spokeswoman said employees were expected to follow hiring practices and the bank would not tolerate the behavior described by the Times. That scandal is just another pile-on that we have seen time and time and time again from Wells Fargo. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those people, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Programming note, we are back on the air on Sunday at noon with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. And yes, we do stream. Listen, have yourself that great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.